Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
If ever I was going to give a hack that was going to change your life in relation to cooking, it would be to get yourself the likes of a black marble coated granite non-stick frying pan, right? You can get them in lots of different places, lots of different brands, but I'll tell you something, it'll change your life. And the reason being, because nothing sticks to it, and it's the always go-to pan. Basically, mine's so overused now, because every time, it's a frying pan, it's quite small, but every time I go to cook it, I'm like, I have to cook it in that pan, because nothing ever sticks to it.
And most pans non-stick these days, though.
No, that's so special about this thing. Bad boy. Everything. Okay, so nothing sticks to it, right? So, I mean, sometimes you're like, oh, like, even if you make scrambled egg in this bad boy, it wouldn't stick to it. But also, it's really easy to clean. So no matter what's on it, say you made it like a tortilla and the bottom was crusty and you got like a layer of egg on the bottom, no matter what's on it, it's really easy to wash off. It's like no other pan I've ever had, right? Mm-hmm. So it's marbly effect. That's that lots of people will have them and be familiar with them. But if you have a pan like that, you have to be really, really careful how you clean it. Because obviously you can't use metal on it because it'll scrape away the layer that makes it non-stick. And also soapy water, they say, can be a no-no because it strips away the seasoning on the pan built up from all of those dishes. So you're supposed to clean those type of dishes with sometimes what can be quite good is salted water to clean away any stuck on bits of food. So just pour some table salt in with boiling water, leave it overnight and literally everything will just come off. Now I have to say I have used washing up liquid on mine before, but do not use any sort of metal cleaning object because it removes the layer of the pan that makes it so useful. If you're looking to remove horrible cooking smells from your hands, rub them with lemon juice or baking soda, or hold on to something made of stainless steel. All of those three things are things that can help you get rid of the smell that might be left over from, say, garlic or something like that. If you want to clean fruit and veggies without harsh chemicals, again, you can use your spray with your baking soda and water. It removes grit, grime and pesticides. If you're looking to decrust your microwave, soak sponge in water, pop it in the microwave, let it cruise around on the turntable for a minute. And not only does it help loosen all the caked on stuff inside the microwave, it also disinfects the sponge at the same time as well. If you have an electric kettle and you want to make it glimmer, what you need to do is one part vinegar, one part water, soak it in the solution overnight, and you will have a perfectly bright kettle. And also because the sun outside at the moment, they say sometimes not to put your wooden spoons in your dishwasher when they don't look or smell like they used to. Boil them in a pot of water and leave them lying in the sun to dry, which is a great way of keeping them clean but not having them putting through the dishwasher. A few other ones: potatoes without peeling them, boil them, immediately blanch them in cold water and the skin will fall off. Scrape off the skin of ginger with a teaspoon, comes off very easily. If you're looking to de-seed your cherries and you have a load of them, put them on top of an empty bottle and use a chopstick to push the pip down into the bottle. If you're looking to make a soup and you need to get the fat scraped off the top for a stock, what you can do is get an ice cube wrapped in paper towel, put it along the surface and the ice helps the fat solidify and you can remove it in order to make the stock. And if you another way to get rid of the smell onions making your tears come out of your eyes when you chop them is put them in the freezer for a few minutes first, and then when you chop them they don't make you cry.
I saw a TikTok video in relation to onions, and as you know I'm not a fan, but I thought this might be of interest to people. The base at the end of the onion, you know, the bit that points yes. out, that's what causes the tears. So if you don't cut that bit, you
get
won't
rid
cry.
Of that first.
No, you don't. No, you leave it there.
Oh, right.
You leave it there.
Leave
that's,
it.
Yeah, it's when you cut that, that's what causes
okay.
tears.
Okay, okay. So the best one I've seen as well, we've said it before, so I didn't say it, but it was the wet cloth, the wet tea towel beside you when you're chopping. Apparently it absorbs whatever it is that makes you cry. And also I saw one yesterday in relation to a bell pepper. If you get the bell pepper and you literally hold it down at the stem and push, that detaches the whole stalk bit, and then you cut open the pepper and the stalk bit falls out on the thing. You literally just need to push from where the stalk is and the whole middle bit pops out.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. There you go. Just before you go, by the way, we're getting text messages in already in relation to your non-stick black marble frying pan. I should have asked you, how much?
They're all different prices. Do you know that sort of way? They're not... I think mine was 16 quid.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, no, they're not crazy money.
You get what you pay for type of scenario when it comes to these things?
Yeah, there's certain brands that I'd go for I'd go for a brand that you've heard, you know, a reliable brand that's in your house. That's the type of thing that I was looking for, something that's reliable. But no, it wasn't crazy money at all, but it's literally life-changing. I can't even tell you how amazing it is.
Good to hear. They're your home hacks. They will be up on our website a little later on today as well. If you missed any of the previous episodes, they're all there, and there's rates of them. eastcoast.fm.
Robin Lara's Home Hack.